אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי רבא שקרח ב'
We're reading from the volume of the Rabash, the article What is the matter of lighting a candle at work? It's on page 921 in Hebrew. You can watch our lesson at cab.tv and send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The article is not translated, so please bear with us. The menorah at work implies for the goof, the body, the goof needs to be ignited in order to shine. As written, the candle of the Creator is man's soul, meaning the body needs to attain the soul. And then the name of the man is named after the Creator, meaning the candle of the Creator. And when is the guf the bechina of the candle of the Creator? It needs to be ignited in order to shine. And this is when a person attains the soul, meaning he attains the will to bestow. And that is considered to be a soul. As the Zohar says, he who comes to be purified is being aid. And the Zohar asks, in what is he being aid? And he says, in the holy soul, meaning he is given from above the bechina of neshama, the bechina of a soul. And then the guf, the body, is called the candle of the Creator, because the soul of the Creator is dressed in the body, meaning before the aid from above, the will to receive oneself was clothed in the guf, and now the will to bestow is clothed in the guf. However, until one gets help from above, man is in darkness. And every time he overcomes and ignites the menorah, meaning the guf that will be in the bechina, all your actions will be for the sake of heaven. He is in the discernment of ascents and descents. And therefore the verse calls the lighting of the candle when you mount the candles, since the flame does not go up at all at once when it is being ignited, meaning when one overcomes, he ignites the body and starts working the holy work. However, later on, he descends from his degree. It turns out that one, when he engages in igniting the menorah, that the guf will work in order to bring contentment to one's maker and bring the love of the Creator as the blazing fire, the mind necessitates that when one overcomes and starts doing everything in order to bestow, therefore, the fact that he received a descent in the middle of the work and fell once again to the vessel of reception, and although after a while, he receives the desire and the yearning to work in order to bestow, but once again he falls from his degree and vice versa. And he sees that it has no end to it, and therefore he says, I see, according to the order of the advancement at work and the way it should be, and this is a sign that this work is pacing, this is the work for him, meaning that he will complete what he wants, meaning that he will come to do everything for the sake of heavens. But he sees the opposite. Therefore, one wants to say, what I want to ignite, the menorah, meaning the guf, that is not for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had so many descents at work. Therefore, the verse comes and tells us, when you mount, and not when you ignite, in order to tell us that everything that one sees with the eyes when he is engaged in igniting the menorah, meaning everything, all the situations, they are ascents, meaning even the greatest descents he receives in the middle of the work, they are a part of the ascents, like light exceeds from darkness. Meaning, a person cannot say that that work to bestow is not for him, because he sees according to his descents On that the verse says, when you mount, the verse says on that, when you ignite the candle. And this is in order to tell us that everything is associated to an ascent. Therefore, one should not say that this is not for him, rather for more talented people than him. And in order to know more, which is the order of work in order to bestow, the verse comes and says, and this is the act of the menorah miksha. It is written in the portion, and this is what it says, the act of the menorah. How was it? While Moshe rose, the Creator showed him on the mountain how to make the tabernacle. Since the Creator showed him the act of the menorah, Moshe found it hard. The Creator told him, I am doing before you. And although it was hard for Moshe, for Moses, and he said, the menorah will be made from miksha, meaning what is hard to do. And the Creator told him, toss the gold into the fire, and the menorah will be made by itself. For it was said, you will make the menorah as one unit, one part.
Everyone has to try and depict the inner state of a person behind all these words. What does it mean to take gold and make a menorah out of it?
And Rashi explains the verse, he did the menorah so. By the Creator, it was made by its own. And we need to understand, what does it imply that it was hard to make the menorah at work?
If it's done above it, meaning by the reforming light, so what's hard then?
Rather, likewise, the matter of the menorah implies over the goof, that the goof, the body, needs to be ignited to work the holy work, like igniting a menorah that will work in corporeality. However, that is extremely hard. In order to work for the sake of heavens and not for one's own sake, that is against nature. And therefore, Moshe found it hard. Meaning, how can he say to the collective of Israel to make the work of the menorah that needs to shine before the menorah, and before the menorah is the Creator?
I mean, how to tell the body, just from the one point that exists in each one of us, that agrees with the path, with the bestowal, with the purpose of creation, that we have a kind of an attraction within us towards this. It's not that we did it, but it exists. This point exists to begin with from creation, but this small point, this Moses, how can it control all the rest of my desires, which really pull me in all different kind of directions?
Meaning, the Creator stands before a person, as written, have contemplated on the Creator always, and the goof that we ignite should shine not for his own good, rather the fact that the goof needs to shine is for the benefit of the Creator, and that is what it means that the seven candles will light in front of the menorah, that the seven candles, these are the 6 days of creation and Shabbat, meaning that the goof needs the light of the soul to illuminate in the meaning of the candle of the Creator is man's soul, that everything should be in face of the menorah, meaning that everything should be not for his own good, rather for the benefit of the Creator. And in that, we need to explain that it is indeed hard. Why did the Creator say the act of the menorah is one piece of gold? Why did the Creator say miksha, meaning that the act of the menorah has to be kashe, hard? And we need to explain that this is what the sages said. Since the Creator showed him the act of the menorah, Moshe found it hard. Meaning he asked, why did the Creator do so that it will be hard?
that the whole body, the will to receive, will be as the menorah, meaning for it to light up, even though that it is all out of gold, from zahav, meaning gold, which is out of the words zehav, give this pure egoistic substance.
And the excuse for this is that light exceeds from darkness. He made it deliberately so that it will be hard, that they will taste the flavor of darkness, and then they will know the importance of coming closer to the Creator.
But we have to turn the zav. We don't have to turn it into something else. We just have to give it the form of the menorah,
by giving them vessels of bestowal. However, Moshe asked, it is true that there has to be darkness in order to have a distinction between light and darkness. However, it is not in their power to exit the dominion of the will to receive. So what is the benefit of it being hard? It is true that they will taste darkness. However, they will never come to the light. Therefore, they will never be merited of light exceeding from darkness, meaning they will receive darkness. But how will they come to be merited with the light?
Meaning there's a problem that a person who's in the ego, if he sees before him a quality of bestowal, act of bestowal, the ability to bestow, it seems to him as darkness, it rejects him, he entirely does not understand, doesn't identify it, doesn't see it, and is incapable of agreeing with it at all. Meaning, for him, what for the Creator is light, for him is darkness, and he's completely rejected from it.
So again, meaning they will get darkness, but how will they come to be merited with the light? Meaning to be merited with vessels of bestowal.
For the opportunity to bestow, to be like light for them, as something that they truly want, truly expect, are attracted to. What can I do in order to have that? That means to be in the light of the Creator.
And we need to explain that for that came the answer of the Creator. The Creator told him, throw the gold into the fire and the menorah will be made by itself. Which means, true, the Creator agreed with the opinion of Moshe. It is not in man's ability to reach the vessels of bestowal by his own powers. And what you're asking in that case, how will they come to be merited with vessels of bestowal? Tell them, throw hazeh hav, the gold, which means the will to receive, which is called zehav. Bring me that. Meaning that only if they will want to throw the will to receive for oneself, the menorah, meaning the goof, to shine in front of the menorah, and in front of the menorah is the Creator, meaning that the menorah will be made by itself. And anyway, the Creator certainly can give a person vessels of bestowal, as He gave Adam, man, the vessels of reception. And this is what Rashi explains about the verse, so He did the menorah. And the question is, who made the menorah? By the Creator, it was made by itself. It follows that one should not look at the fact that he has this sense, rather everything is in the bechina of ascents, as written, when you mount, when you rise.
Questions? Seems clear. Yes. Please, Moti.
About this term, zehav, gold, which is the will to receive. Suppose we got rid of the will to receive, meaning we have reached a state that we look at it and we are disgusted from that state, from that ugly state of the will to receive. And we don't want to go back there. Don't want to go back to the will to receive. But on the other hand, what do we do in such a state? What is that gold? Okay, we threw it into the fire. What happens now? This is this situation that you look at it and you don't know what to do.
You see gold in our world. In our world, too, it is a substance that is preserved for thousands of years. Nothing happens to it. It doesn't... nothing happens to it. It's a natural substance. There are many... And then through, putting it doesn't rust, nothing happens to it. And then through, gold is a natural substance and an eternal substance. So you can't do anything with it or to it. What do you do? First of all, agree that this is how it remains. And you don't work with it. Why did I put it this way, that gold is, on the one hand, it's natural. You dig it out, it's ready. And you simply can clean it more. And it doesn't... it isn't destroyed as time goes by. But you have to understand that this substance is not under your rule. Under your rule is only its form. It's a very subtle discernment, non-simple discernment, that I'm not working against the ego, but I'm working against certain utilization of the ego, and that's it. Meaning that that's true, that that's how you are. But let's use your qualities. Only, let's not cross the road here, but in a different place. But all in all, let's go where you want to go. The thing is, how do you work with it? Because this is politics. This is a very non-simple work. If you face this thing directly, meaning face-to-face, you won't be able to do anything. Therefore, there are different beliefs and different kinds of coaching and methods of how to break the ego and how to really erase it. It doesn't work. A person reaches a state that in the best scenario, you simply become ill with something. We can only process this gold into its right form, to rework it, and that very first step that we take is in the group, that I put myself among the friends, and the friends, they are like limitations on... there are different limitations here, and each one, he puts pressure, and one turns in this direction, and the other in another direction, and all different kinds of directions, and I'm here, in between, in the middle, and by them, I take on a certain form. One of them, he punctures me this way, and the other that way, and someone else this way, and eventually what I have left is something like that, meaning I already got discernments, certain discernments between how I was before and what I am now, meaning these points where they pressure me and where I should have taken on a form by them, I start learning this difference. And then, as a result, I start feeling what's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow. On their behalf, it's the will to receive. On their behalf, it's the will to bestow. On my behalf, it's the will to receive. And then between their forces, how they influence me, and my force, I start making these differences, and then I gradually start reaching a state where I see in this delta, where the delta is me and the group. And then from this delta, from the difference where I see me and the group, from that, I start receiving a state where these are discernments. I start seeing that I'm greater, I'm higher. That first of all, this is a group, then this is me. You understand who's above, who's below, and then I see that my ego is really drawn to Ensof. There's nothing that I can do with it. And then the relative force of the group is drawn to zero. If down below it's Ensof, endlessness, then it's like being drawn to zero. Then I have nothing to do in this point where I see no difference between Ensof and zero. Or I see such a great difference between them, such a great gap. Here on the one side I have the 49 gates of impurity, and on the other side I see the gate of tears. And you can't see it in the frame. So, okay, tears, and here it's the 49 gates of impurity, and then I reach a cry, a prayer. That's how it goes. Meaning that there's a form according to which I process my feelings and discernments, and I reach the very first contact with the Creator, the cry. Okay, by this we will end this lesson for the time being. We'll go to the Zohar and the rest of our lessons. I did this on purpose because you're here. But in the meantime, we were given electricity, and all those who are working in the building to see what they're doing there, something many folds more important than what I'm saying here. So with all that you have heard now, let's continue with preparing the kli, which is the menorah. Thank you.